It's Wednesday, January 12th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Three prediction pieces to discuss. Another company goes to the four-day work week, and a new bug bounty program for SMBs and MSPs. This is the Business of Tech. Let's look at three prediction pieces for providers I didn't want to miss. First, Tech Isle with a top 10 predictions for 2022, which actually has 13. It's a good read, some echoes of my own predictions, particularly around cloud. I'll highlight one in particular. Momentum will build for business outcome-focused IT consumption model adoption. Quoting the piece, the business outcome-focused consumption model will provide a direct path to tying SMB IT investments to business objectives and value realization. The biggest driver will be connecting consumption costs to usage by giving IT services cost control to business management, managing the department's costs. In addition, however, SMBs will seek supplier guidance to precisely define the value and benefits of outcome-focused solutions based on consumption agreements and cloud solutions. Next, Channel Insider published the Channel Outlook for 2022, focused around an interview with Forrester's Jay McBain, again highlighting a single prediction around modernizing marketing. Quote, tech buying is changing, and so is the psychology, behavior, and journey of the buyers. Many business models are built around the baby boomer generation, yet they are no longer where the money is. The majority of buyers will be millennials within 4 years. They are the ones spending money, whether it's on houses, cars, childcare, smartphones, or IT services, and they want to use digital, not traditional channels. Therefore, those in the channel should review their existing models to see if they're clinging to ancient and time-honored methods that the younger generations have stopped using. It is time to freshen up the marketing and sales channels. Finally, out of CIO Dive, analysts estimate only 15% of IT spend is in the cloud, but 90% of businesses have implemented cloud systems. The mismatch highlights how much room there is for growth, especially around core app modernization. Why do we care? All analysts worth highlighting. Some quick hit takeaways. Tech Isle's observation about supplier guidance is the trick. Providers can write their own rules of success. Customers want to know what business outcomes are possible and will ask their provider to help with that. This should be a slam dunk. You write your own goals. I'm not saying it's all easy. I'm just observing that when you can write the goals, it's a lot more manageable. Forrester is right here to focus on the changing behaviors of the buyer. I've harped on e-commerce before because most providers are doing just what Jay highlights, clinging to ancient and time-honored methods that the younger generations have stopped using. Don't be a dinosaur. Finally, there's a lot more cloud to go. That's good news. I've mentioned the four-day work week before, and I wanted to highlight the Hustle's coverage of Bolt, who made the change permanent after a three-month trial. Their employee survey results showed an 84% more productive, 86% said they were more efficient with their time, and 84% saw improvement in their work-life balance. This follows previous trials in both Japan and Iceland, which I previously discussed. And while we're there, a study of German workers around their understanding of salaries, asked how much they think they'd make if they had to find a new job in the same occupation within 3 months, most people believed they'd make about the same. The truth? They were actually underestimating others' wages and their occupation's median salary. Now, why do we care? Some previously very radical ideas are becoming mainstream. Everyone work from home or only 4 days a week. Now layer that on the power of the worker in the current landscape, and I continue to believe small, agile companies can be really innovative here and try new ideas. And those who test, measure, and iterate will do well. And those that sell that methodology will do even better. You don't have to be entirely right if you're testing and iterating. Huntress Labs has announced the donation of $100,000 to the Dutch Institute for Vulnerability Disclosure, which is to be used both to hire its first full-time staffer and to start a bug bounty program specific to the SMB and MSP space. The company has called on other vendors to make commitments to the effort and focused on this advice from John Strand of Black Hills Information Security. Quote, determine good application security from vendors by asking two questions. What their current program looks like, and if they'll share the results and conclusions of the most recent third-party vulnerability test they've commissioned. Why do we care? Financial incentives being a theme here, and kudos to Huntress for putting some money where their mouth is. This is not the same as being financially linked to success. It does signal a change in mentality that is starting among some of those involved in the delivery of services. I continue to predict that those who place those incentives around joint success will see the reward here before it becomes table stakes. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis CyberProtect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis CyberProtect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening. Remember, killing it, doing it live. You can catch us on January 19th. Sign up at killingitlive.com, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.